Today, we start with a small concern. King Raghuveera is upset. It's about the farmers and their problems. For past 12 years, the kingdom has been a very happy and prosperous one. However, for past 1 year, the wild animal attacks on the farmland have increased dramatically. At first, the king and the kingdom thought it was a mere coincidence. But it seems these vicious animals are very strong and brutal in their attacks. Animals have been migrating from neighborhood kingdom as severe drought has hit those areas with shortage in food and water. So they have found the prosperity of Kulasekarapuram the new avenue. This has also affected the exports of the kingdom, especially in vegetables, fruits, and even medicinal preparations. Many tribals have lost their lives because of these vicious animals. So in order to acknowledge the concerns and assure his citizens a safe and prosperity to the farmers, King today have called for a special session of the Darbar. Along with his ministers and his brother Atulyaveera, King started the meeting. Many suggested numerous measures. You know, traditional way of digging a hole, fencing, has not worked. Somehow, the animals have been too strong and too smart for it. So, running out of traditional measures, King declared a war on these wild animals. It was not about the sympathy towards the hungry animals. It was about the safety of his citizens. He called 70% of his soldiers with Atulyaveera heading the cavalry to go and protect the kingdom from these wild animals. It was like the most unexpected decision, but as time came, extraordinary measure was supposed to be taken. Atulyaveera and his fellow soldiers marched towards the farmlands and waited for these gruesome animals. They came in a lot. There were elephants, wild boars, monkeys, all looking vicious. Even Atulyaveera, a bold and strong individual, the Hercules of the kingdom, we can say, even he was thus taken back. But they fought gallantly. However, at the end of the day, 50% of his soldiers were killed by these animals, and many farmland and many farm products got stolen or damaged. From this shock, the king decided to call help from the neighboring kingdoms. Atulyaveera never gave up and decided to lead the combined troops to defend the kingdom. It was midnight hour of the summer. All the troops were split in different parts, and Atulyaveera devised a strong strategy against these wild animals. They waited and waited. Slowly, plants started to move. The ground shook. To their surprise, even the wild animals had formed a strategy. The wild bears were the first lot to attack. And the front cavalry faced a huge casualty. Behind the wild bears were monkeys and deers. Yes, deers, which was supposedly a harmless animal. Even they were locking horns to defend the army. And finally, the wrath came from the elephants. It was a force that no man has ever seen. Even the spears and the arrows did not shed a single drop of blood from these animals. A specialist in sword, even Atulyavira, found it helpless. He tried to attack, but none of them worked. Not even a cut on the animals were found. Afraid whether if to lose Atulyavira would downside the morale, his fellow soldiers made him retract and they ran back to the safe place. The kingdom was not same as before.